Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We go out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in the Falcons' 7th round draft pick out of Syracuse, who I know is a lifelong Atlanta Braves fan. So yeah. Sterling Hoffrichter joins us. When you were picked by the Falcons, you got the phone call, Sterling. How cool was it to know that you were going to play in the town you grew up rooting for their baseball team?
Yeah, first of all, just being drafted is just a surreal experience. Just having a team that believes in you that much to kind of spend a draft pick on you, and just having a lifelong dream of playing the NFL and being drafted is just super cool. But also going to a city that I grew up actually being a sports fan of, and a place that's not too far from kind of my house or kind of like where my cousins live, so it was definitely super cool to kind of be like, I'm going back to Atlanta and kind of learning kind of about the Atlanta lifestyle.
Well, welcome to Atlanta, Spencer. Welcome. Congratulations on being drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. I see you from Duval down there in Jacksonville. So, yeah, like you said, mom and I are going to be able to come up and watch you kick and punt and do all those things. Speaking of punt, we know you're a punter, but I was looking you up and looking up your stats. You also do kickoffs. So have the Falcons talked to you about doing both or just focusing on one?
I think we talked a little bit about it. Obviously, the main focus is going to be on punting and holding because that's kind of the main job as a punter. But
right.
I think after that, we'll see where it goes from there and see if kickoffs is also my job or if it's just punting and holding.
What's the longest punt you've ever hit?
I think the longest I've hit is a 65-yard punt, and that was against Clemson this past year in the Dome.
Ooh. Now, is that with, like, a good bounce? Or, you know, sometimes some guys are not that good punters. They get a good – are you talking about, like, you boomed it 65 yards, or is that with a bounce?
Yeah, that was straight in the air, 65 yards. So somehow I got a hold of that one and just kind of took off like a rocket.
Nice.
And speaking of the Dome up there in Syracuse, again, you're from all the way down there in Duval. How'd you end up in Syracuse, and what was it like playing for a guy with so much energy and a coach like Dino Babers?
Yeah, so – my high school, like my senior year of high school, we were going to the state championship, so we went out and practiced at this turf field, and actually what happened was the Syracuse former head coach and former offensive coordinator came out, and so we only had one field, so I was kind of kicking in the middle of the field over the offense, and so they took notice of that and ended up kind of calling me the next week and offering me a scholarship, so that's kind of how I ended up there, and then being out there, I loved it. Loved the school, loved the coaches and everything. So it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, Coach Babers, obviously getting to know him over the years. Playing for him was great. I loved playing for Coach Babers, and definitely a guy that I'm kind of miss playing for. But I'll definitely kind of go back to Syracuse and visit and, you know, see all of my coaches.
Hey, Spencer, let me follow up real quick, Andy. How was that transition, being a Florida kid, living all the way up there? Because them are some mean winters up there in Syracuse, New York.
Yeah, it was definitely different. I mean, obviously growing up, I grew up in Florida my whole life, so I kind of wanted something different, wanted a new experience, and wanted to kind of live on my own for my college years. So it's definitely something I don't regret, but definitely the winters are – they get intense at times, and they can get old pretty quick.
Sterling Hoffrichter joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. 7th round draft pick, Atlanta Falcons, out of Syracuse, the new punter. Now, Sterling, Hoffrichter is a fun last name. I would imagine that it has made for the possibility of some nicknames. Now, I've got some suggestions, but I don't want to be intrusive. So I'll just ask if there are any already that we can just go with, and if not, then I'll lob in my suggestions. But any nicknames with the last name Hoffrichter?
Not too many. I think the main one I've gotten from, I think one of the strength coaches that actually started it was, instead of Hoffrichter, it's Hoffkichter.
There you go.
Okay. That's
the main one I've gotten, pretty much the only one.
I mean, the Hoff. We could go with the Hoff, like David Hasselhoff. That's not a terrible idea, if I do say so. But what about this? Because you're a punter. You're going to be booming, hopefully, 65-yard punts every now and then for the Falcons. If you hit a good punt like that, we can gauge it on the Hoffrichter scale.
That's a good one.
Thank you. See, Randy, I told you it's not a bad idea. I told you you might like it.
And he does like it. And that's cool. Sterling, I'm sorry I called you Spencer last time. I do apologize for
Maybe
that.
Maybe he's just being polite.
Yeah, but Sterling, now, you know, when we talk about punters and we talk about kickers and the business decision sometimes that you got to make when a returner maybe breaks and it's just you and the returner. Now, are you a form tackler? Are you going to go dive for the legs or are you going for the big hit? Because now you're replacing the guy in Basha that he would put his face in there and he wasn't the first one. We got a couple of clips where he was dumping people on their head. Is that more of your style or are you going to be like forcing them back in there where the other guys are?
Oh, I love making tackles. I think through my college career, I made about 8 or so tackles. So
okay.
I love getting in there, getting my nose in there, and you know, just showing returners that you know, punters are people too. We can tackle. And
I'm not afraid to
take a shot.
You're damn right. Punters are people too. What about fake punts? You guys ever run any fake punts with you up there at Syracuse? You got an arm on you?
I don't think we ever ran one. We always, you know, would go in at halftime like, oh, the fake is there, but we never had like another situation to run it in. So, unfortunately, we never run a fake punt. But I mean, we'll see what happens up in Atlanta.
I'm saying, like, if they do, is it better to have you throw the ball, or would you be more comfortable just taking it down and running?
I'll do either one.
All right. Good. I like that. How'd you end up with number 4? I know number 10 at Syracuse was a Chipper Jones homage. Is number 4 Jeff Blauser?
No, actually, I just got a text that I was going to wear number 4, and I was like, you know what? That works for me. Just give me a number. Let me go play on the field, and that's all I need.
How many Braves game have you actually been to now that you're, I mean, you're here in the city now. It's not that far of a drive and just watch that 285 doing traffic on maybe one of your off days when baseball comes back. But have you ever been to a Braves game and have you ever seen Chipper play in person?
Yeah, I haven't been up to Atlanta obviously in a while because, you know, football season in college and high school is a lot different than, you know, like youth football. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think we used to kind of come up to a couple of games every year. Like I said, my cousins live up near the Atlanta area, so we used to come up, kind of hang out with them, and then go to Braves games. So I'd go up and I think watch Chipper a couple times, and I think I'm pretty sure they played the Rays a couple times down in Tampa. So I tried to make it out to those games as much as possible to kind of watch them too.
Who's your guy now on the team?
Actually, like over the years, I've kind of fallen out of baseball. So actually, growing up, baseball is my favorite sport. And I just love playing baseball. And actually, another thing about Chipper Jones is I always try to work at being a switch hitter, just like Chipper Jones. So I used to play baseball, you know, like year round, and then I just got kind of burned out of it. But growing up, that was my favorite sport. And I mean, I got to get back into baseball now when it comes back around.
Absolutely. Braves got a pretty good squad now. Sterling, we appreciate it so much,
yes,
man.
We do,
congratulations,
man.
On becoming an Atlanta Falcon. We can't wait to see you play this fall.
Good luck to you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.